having a good evening so far? Amen. I didn't know what he was preaching. I just came in late. And I don't feel like preachy. I feel actually a little teachy. What I mean? Sometimes you want to preach, sometimes you want to teach. I just want to open up with a scripture. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 12.
For this reason I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed. For I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep what I have committed to him until that day.
Amen. I want you to underline that word. I know whom I have believed and is persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. How many of you trust the Lord at his word? Amen. Hallelujah. We will come to the title of the message in due course. It is said that there are over 60,000 words that goes through the human mind on a day-to-day basis. 60,000 voices or chatter goes through your mind every single day, whether you are an unbeliever or a believer. 60,000 words, of which it is said that 48,000 of them are negative. 60,000 words go through your mind, nearly 80%. 48,000 words are negative. The chatter that goes on in your mind. Anybody ever gone through that? Even as a believer, you have voices, you have thoughts, you have images, you have words that are negative, that tries to, you know, cripple you, that goes on through your mind. And I believe that God wants in all his love to set you free tonight. Amen. 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 60,000 words. 60,000 kind of thoughts or images that go through your mind. It is said that sometimes your worst enemy is you. We all have a common enemy. It's not the devil. We know we have the devil as an enemy. But most of the time it is ourselves. And the fact is, the voice you believe will determine your future and your experiences in life. You have so many voices that go through your mind, but the voice that you believe will determine your future and your experience in life. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is, you know, God created everything that we see in this world by his voice. Everything that you see, the sun, the stars, the moon, the earth, the grass, the greenery, the trees, the fruits, the birds, the animals, everything he created by his voice. One voice, he spoke and it came to pass. God's things responded to his voice. Are you with me? Amen. God said, let there be light, and the response was light. The same way, the response in your life will be to the voice that you believe in or hear. That is why it is so important that you listen to God's word, what God's plans are about your life, what God has to say about your life, because his plans are good. And the more you believe it, the more you respond to it, you will find there is something happening in your world. There is something beautiful that is created out of all the chaos, out of all the darkness, out of all the distraction. He can bring forth something beautiful when you begin to listen to his voice, even this night. Hallelujah. If you will trust him at his word, put your hands together, bless the name of Jesus one more time. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. And I want to speak about one voice. We're going to, in the weeks to come, we'll be speaking about different voices that usually comes to everyone. Are you with me? But we're going to listen to one voice, and we're going to ask the Lord to deliver us from that. And that is this voice. If you have written it down, Tony, no? I asked you to put something on the computer. No, you didn't get it? Okay. I am never dash enough. I am never dash enough. Did you get that? I am never dash enough. You can fill it up. I am never. You can fill up that dash. I am never dash enough. You can fill it up. Sometimes you go through this thought, I'm never smart enough. I'm never good enough. I'm never experienced enough. When God called me the pastor, and even now, you know, when you've got to do a lot of things, I said, Lord, I'm not experienced enough. How do I go about doing all what you want me to do? You can fill it up. I am never patient enough. What is that voice? I am never consistent enough. I am never strong enough. I am never rich enough. I am never organized enough. I am never loved enough. I am never awesome enough. Are you with me tonight? You can fill it up. You got this crazy voice that goes on in your mind all the time, every other day. It goes on through your mind. I am never dash. I'm never fun enough. I'm never spiritual enough. I'm never disciplined enough. I'm not good with the kids enough. You know, this voice sucks. Excuse me for that. But every one of us have this. It's almost like a recording, almost every other day. And that is the voice of insecurity. There are times when you have to be vulnerable, but there are times when this voice can drive you crazy. Most of the time, what drives your behavior comes forth from insecurity. That's the first point. What drives your behavior comes forth from your insecurity. And tonight, and in the weeks to come, we pray that God's healing touch will come upon you, that you would be set free forth from this voice, that you would know that God has seen you as more than enough. Hallelujah. He's going to give you all the grace that you need. He's going to cover up your weakness. He's going to strengthen every feeble area, and he's going to build up every area of your life that seems to be trampled on by the enemy. And you're going to have a future, no matter what the lie is spoken over your mind, over your life by the enemy. You're going to have a future with prosperity, blessing and hope, because you have put your trust in the Lordship of Jesus Christ. If you believe that tonight, put your hands together and bless the name of Jesus tonight. Amen. Look at the book of Exodus chapter 3. The book of Exodus chapter 3. You will find this wonderful servant of the Lord called Moses. Anybody heard of Moses? Amen. Hallelujah. Moses is in the mountain looking after his father-in-law's sheep. He's isolated, he's alone. Most of the time, the chatter goes on through your mind the strongest when you feel you are isolated and when you are alone. That's the time you become the most insecure. And while he's alone, the Lord speaks speaks to him from a burning bush. We know the story. He sees a bush that is burning, but the bush is not getting consumed. He goes near that burning bush, and the Lord speaks to him. How many of you trust the Lord to speak to you? Amen. Amen. Isaiah 55 and verse 3 says, listen to me and live. Listen to me and live. Are you with me? When you hear God's voice, you will live. Amen. But when you listen to the enemy's voice, you remember in the Garden of Eden, when Adam and Eve were looking, walking through the garden, the devil came, the serpent, the sly one, he came to Eve and said, you will not die. See, the enemy's voice will always kill you. If there is a voice that is troubling your mind, that is taking away your life, let me tell you, it's not the voice of the Holy Spirit. Are you with me? Is somebody hearing this word tonight? Amen. Some of you got this very blank look. Are you with me tonight? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. If it is the enemy's voice, it will always kill something in you. Your enthusiasm for life, your zeal for God, your hope, your faith, your whatever, your confidence. The enemy's voice will always kill something. But how many of you trust the Lord's voice? His voice will always impart life. Even tonight, hear the voice of the Lord and live. Let something come alive in you. Let yourself be resurrected in the power of his resurrection. Come alive. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Now the enemy's voice most of the time will come forth in the first person. The enemy's voice will always come in the first person. That's the chatter. In other words, when it says, I am not good enough, that's the enemy's voice. I am not smart enough. I am not spiritual enough. I am not holy enough. Whatever. See, you don't recognize the enemy's voice because you're saying it in the first person. But God didn't say that to you. Are you with me? God didn't say that to you. The enemy's voice that kills you will always come in the first person. Will always look like as if it originated with you. And so without you realizing, you're so messed up with yourself, you're so angry with yourself, you look in the mirror and you hate the one that you see. That you got to really put an extra dose of makeup to just survive that day. That's a joke. Come on, say, ah, ha, ha. Well, Moses, God is speaking to him from the burning bush. And God is giving him a commission. God is saying, Moses, I've called you. I've heard the cries of my people. God is speaking. And you know what Moses is saying is insecurity. He's saying, Lord, send somebody else. I am deficient. I can't speak properly. Are you with me? God is calling him. And do you think Moses would have, imagine God speaks to you. You would have got excited and said, yes, I'm willing to go. Egypt, I always wanted to see Egypt. I've never gone out of Kochi. I always wanted to go to Egypt. You would have been excited. Moses is saying, Lord, send somebody else. I am not the person. I am deficient. I can't speak. You know why? Because I believe the Bible is a very practical book. It speaks about your struggles. And there must have been this chatter going on in the mind of Moses. That brings me to the second point. You know what that is? The enemy will always use your history. The enemy will always use your history to trouble you with insecurity. Moses has got a history. He's killed somebody. He's murdered somebody. He's got a history. And so you think when God says to him, hey Moses, come on man, let's do this. You go to Egypt. I'm sending you. Moses is saying, Lord, I am deficient. I am not the person. Send somebody else. I can't speak. I'm not the person to do this job. Are you with me? But how many of you believe that God is in your history too? He's the God who was, who is, and who will be. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He was there in your life when you made the greatest mistake. He was there in your life even before you were born again. He's there in your life when you made the stupidest thing in your life, when you did the stupidest thing in your life. And he still loves you. He still has called you. He still remembers you. He still got plans about you. And he still wants to do a great and mighty job through your life. Hallelujah. Put your hands together. Bless the name of Jesus tonight. Amen. Not only what you did before you knew Jesus, but even things that you did after you came to know him. You know, that's the biggest lie. The enemy makes you think that, you know, that you're born again, that you're a child of God. My brother, my sister, you're kind of perfect. You're super spiritual. You're supposed to be like Jesus. You're supposed to be like Apostle Paul. We all strive for that. But how many of you have messed up after you've come to the Lord? And that's the time the enemy's life seems so real that he tries to make you a prisoner to your own thoughts. He begins to whisper to you and says, you are not good enough. He doesn't say you. He says, in the first person, where you say, I am not good enough. I don't think I can worship. I don't think God can use me. I don't think God will do anything through my life. I don't think any blessing will come upon me. But even tonight, that negative pattern is going to be broken off in the name of Jesus Christ. That lie has to be broken off in the name of Jesus Christ. You are more than enough through Jesus Christ, your Lord. Hallelujah. To do all that God has called you to do. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Sometimes you begin to think, I'm not perfect enough. Every time I got a minister, you know, every single time I got a minister forth for the Lord. Every single time I go through this. Oh boy, Lord, you should have chosen somebody else. I'm so weak. I'm not so perfect, Lord. Oh my God, look at other men of God. Look at other women of God. I'm not good enough. And then finally it boils down to, okay, I have to go like, and okay, stand there. Somebody has to do the job. Okay, let me do it. But I had to fight this very thought in my own life and said, Lord, I need this to be broken off from my life. That's a lie. That's a lie that's making me insecure. It doesn't come from the Holy Spirit of God. Let me tell you, you will be challenged by the same thing. But let this truth set you free tonight. God has seen your worst mistake. He's seen your life from the beginning to the end. And he still called you. He still loves you. He's got plans about you. And he still has called you to belong to him and to serve him. Oh, we need to have a praise break. We need to have a praise break. We just need to take some time to praise the Lord for that. The truth of God's word set us free tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Now God speaks to him from the burning bush. We know that. And Moses is saying, Lord, okay, I will obey you. But please tell me your name. Please tell me at least who you are. And God says, I am
who I am.
What? I got the first part. I am.
I am who I am.
I didn't get it. Lord, reception is a little low here. Let me try the other side of the bush. But what do you say? You are? I am?
isn't it strange that when you go through the greatest insecurities of your life, all that you want is to really know Jesus? Really know Jesus? Really know Jesus like anyone that you look up to as people who know the Lord? You know, okay, when he knows the Holy Spirit, or Bonke knows the Lord, or Charles Spurgeon knows, whoever, I mean, great men of God. And he said, I want to know the Lord like that. And then you waiting on the Lord, and then he says something like, I am. Tell me, Lord, once again, I am. You know why? Because the only thing that God will use to set you free from your insecurity is the point of decision where you choose to trust. Trust Him at the little revelation that you have of Him. I am who I am. Praise the Lord. That is why Paul said, I know the one whom I have believed. I know the one. Oh, come on, church. That is powerful. Well done, Pastor. You're preaching well. Are you with me? That brings us to the New Testament. Look at that scripture once again. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 12. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 12. Nyan ariyunu. I know the one whom I have believed. The faith is needed. Moses. God is saying to him, I am who I am. Are you with me? I am. I am not only a God who was there in 2001 or 1972 when you were born. And not, I am the one who was there in 1987 when you messed up and when you began to backslide. Go from one struggle to another, now you feel isolated and alone. But I am a God of even 2015. I am. I am. I am who I am. Are you with me? And you got to trust that the Lord was there in your worst mistake. He was there before your mama was born. He was there before your papa was born. He was there before your grandparents was born. His plans are established forever. He knows you inside out. And He loves you and He's called you and you're precious to Him. Hallelujah. I am who I am. What I was? Too bad, you messed up. Oh, too bad, I was there then. No. Paul said, I know the one whom I have believed. Romans chapter 8, 28. Look at Paul's life. Look at the scriptures that he says. I mean, this man, Paul, could have gone through the greatest insecurities in life. He had an experience of the Lord on the way to Damascus. What is that experience? Some of you had better experiences. I mean, he saw a light. Can you imagine that? Some of you at least had a goosebump when you were worshiping the Lord. Some of you are still hearing the word, God's word, eternal word. Paul saw a light. And he's put his trust in this Lord. And because of this light, look at his experience, he went blind. Because of this light, if he could see into the third heavens, that is fine. But he actually went blind. And because he stepped out for the Lord, he's either stoned, put in prison, or beaten. His own family, friends, brothers, they just discarded him, rejected him. And anybody can get insecure, perplexed with life. But Paul says when he's writing to Timothy, the last letter that he wrote before he went to be with the Lord in heaven, he wrote and he said, I know the one whom I have believed
and I know what I have entrusted him, and I know he's able to keep that which I have entrusted him. I am not insecure because I know.
Look at Romans chapter 8 verse 28. We know that scripture, don't we? But look at it in the context of this word, I know, that breaks your insecurity. Paul said in Romans 8, 28, we know. Are you with me? Look at your brother or sister. Brethren. Is that the King James version? Brethren. Look at your brethren, sisteren, and say, you need to know. We know. All things happen for the good for those who love Jesus. Wow. Are you with me? Everything happens for the good for those who love Jesus. Everything. We know. Everything. Somehow, if you choose to trust him and love him and receive his love, everything in your life will turn it around for the good. Are you with me? Everything. We know all things, not some things. All things work together for the good of those who love Christ. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 16. Paul said, Don't you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? Which body? This body. Paul, but you're a stoned man. You're beaten. You're flogged. Everything that should not happen on this body is happening on your body. You're just 4 feet and 6 inches. Paul, you're not even as tall as Pastor Rajesh. But Paul says, don't you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit and that God's Spirit dwells in you? Wow. Are you with me? Don't you know? You need to look in the mirror in the morning and say, this is the temple of God. God's Spirit dwells in me. Amen. Are you with me? Don't listen to the voice of the enemy which says, you're bad. Every kind of sickness is in you. Everything that can go wrong is upon you. You've got some incurable disease working in your body. You know how many people have this crazy voice on their mind? Every time you have gas trouble, you think you're going to have a heart attack. You know why? Because you're insecure. Those French fries that you had the previous night for dinner. You gotta look at your body and say, my body's the devil. We know. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 2.
Do you not know that the saints will judge the world?
Do you not know that the saints, who are these jokers, the saints? It's you and me. That's what the Bible says. Do you not know the saints shall judge the world? Are you with me? The world will judge you, but there comes a time when you will judge this world. Don't you know? Dear, the world will judge you for everything that you do. That pressure can be tremendous, especially if you're serving the Lord. Everything that you do, they're judging you. But God says, don't get insecure with that. The time will come, God is saying, where you will judge the world. Look at the 6th chapter, verse 3.
Do you not know that we shall judge angels?
See, don't you know that you will judge angels? Can you
imagine that? You and me look at your brother, your sister sitting next to you and says, believe it, you will judge angels. Seems too good to be true. It must be speaking about somebody else. Yeah. That's your insecurity. That's the lie of the enemy. That's written for you. You will judge angels. And angels are servants of God. They are sent to be your helpers. Are you with me? Amen. We don't worship angels. The time will come when we'll judge the angels. Now, initially, when I used to read the scripture, I used to think that we will be only judging the fallen angels, the devil and his angels. But then suddenly it struck me, you know what? Every time you fell down or had an accident or whatever, the time will come in eternity where you can ask your angel, you're supposed to guard me. I mean, in front of all these people, I nearly slipped. Supposed to hold me, but I fell. Why did that happen? Are you with me? We know. 2 Corinthians 5:1.
It is actually reported.
2 Corinthians 5:1. 2 Corinthians.
For we know that if our earthly house, this tent, is destroyed, we have a building from God. A house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens.
We know even if our earthly house, this tabernacle, when dissolved, we have a building of God, a house, and not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. We know. We're not insecure about what will happen to us when we die. What will happen? We're not even insecure about that. Are you with me? We know we have a home in heaven, that the Lord has kept something for us. There is something past the veil. Hallelujah. Glorious it is for you and for me because we put our trust in the Lord. We know. Look at the sixth verse.
So we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord.
Yes. And so we walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. Hallelujah. We know. We are pilgrims here. We have an eternal home. God has called us to serve Him here. You break off insecurity by choosing to trust the Lord who has called you. Let's close our eyes in prayer tonight. The last point, just want to say one thing. When these voices come, you know, have you seen sometimes, how many of you watch IPL, the cricket match? Or how many of you like cricket? My God, Father, we pray for a cricket revival in the church. A lot of people who don't like cricket here. Well, have you seen these cricket players coming in with this headphones, wearing headphones, sitting in the dressing room wearing headphones, coming into the stadium wearing headphones? Before a huge match, when the pressure is too much, all of insecure, you know what they do? Most of the time, they put their headphones in. They listen to something that can actually block out every other noise. Well, Virat Kohli's form is pretty bad. The newspapers are writing, everybody is saying. And Virat Kohli is sitting there with an headphone. Because he knows he doesn't want to listen to that. Are you with me? The same way, you can choose to put a headphone every time
the enemy's voice comes into your life. You can choose what you listen to. People are not going to stop speaking, or the enemy is not going to stop sending his SMSs into your ears. But you can choose what you choose to believe, receive is important. So you can shut it out with a headphone where you listen to God's promises. We know. Are you with me? Hallelujah. We know. You put on that headphone, God's still clear voice will always move in your life. Let's close our eyes in prayer. Would you just stand up or kneel down in the presence of the Lord tonight? We're going to take some time to worship Him, to take our eyes off ourselves. Just like Moses by the burning bush, look to the Lord. We're just going to trust Him, take our eyes off ourselves. And say, Jesus, you are the Son of God and your word is true. I receive your word. Lord, I want you to break off every spirit of insecurity and negativity from my life. I want my life and behavior to be led by the truth of your word. I renounce insecurity. I reject it. I choose to trust in you. You are more than enough for me. I put my faith in you. Give me that knowing that you are there with me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Now lift your hands and just praise Him. Just praise Him. Just praise Him tonight.
Thank you.
Just praise Him tonight. Just praise Him tonight. Love to fill you. His love to just fill you. Just receive His love as we worship Him tonight. If you want to kneel down, you can kneel down. If you want to lie down, you can lie down. If you want to sit down, you can sit down. If you want to stand, you can stand up. Any way that you're comfortable, just but it's between you and Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Insecure. Every life that feels it's not gotten off the block, it's not fulfilled the purpose, I pray that you would touch them, that you would fill them with your love, even as they go back home, even in the watches of the night, even during the weeks to come. I just pray that your healing oil would flow through, that they would know deep within that you love them. With all their mistakes and with all their past, you love them and you have called them. And they belong to you. And everything happens for the good for those who love you, Lord. Let them have this great knowing in their hearts. And let them be once again filled with fresh fire, with fresh life, with fresh enthusiasm. And let them fulfill their destiny in you, Lord. And let them fulfill your plans. I commit them into your hands and I commit them into your care. And I bless them. I bless them in the name of the Father. I bless them. I bless them in the name of the Lord Jesus. Bless them, I bless them in the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen and amen. Lift your head and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now be filled with the peace and the love of God. The Lord said, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. He is continuing to build you. Let Him continue to build you. Lord, I commit them in your